USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump makes it official that he is running for re-election as he hosts a big rally in Orlando last night, saying that he's running to keep America great. In his nearly 1 hour, 20-minute speech, the president spoke quite a bit about the U.S. economy since he's taken office.
Remember the statement from the previous administration? You'd need a magic wand to bring back manufacturing. Well, we'll tell Sleepy Joe that we found the magic wand.
The president there referring to the Democratic frontrunner, Joe Biden. Lawmakers in the U.S. House voting against the Pentagon's policy on transgender troops. The Democratic-controlled body voting 243 to 183 to block funding to enact that policy, which critics argue is discriminatory. President Trump says banning transgender troops will improve military readiness and unit cohesion. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. If you want to get back into shape, get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warning Iran's government that the United States will deter aggression in the Middle East.
That's why we put in place the pressure campaign, and now we need to make sure that we continue to do that so that we ultimately get the opportunity to convince Iran that it's not in their best interest to behave in this way.
Pompeo speaking there after getting a military briefing at CENTCOM in Tampa, Florida yesterday. He said President Trump does not want to go to war with Iran, although the U.S. is sending 1,000 more troops to the Middle East to counter any threats posed by Iran. Boston Red Sox legend David Ortiz now listed in good condition. His wife says Big Poppy continues to make progress in the intensive care unit at Massachusetts General. He was shot earlier this month at a bar in the Dominican Republic. A new report on the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi will be released by the United Nations today. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Tesla's CEO Elon Musk says he's deleting his Twitter account just 10 months after the use of the social media site landed him in trouble with U.S. regulators. He changed his Twitter display name on Father's Day to Daddy.com, which is an existing website that provides parenting information to new and expecting fathers. Musk got in trouble with the Securities and Exchange Commission in August for tweets about taking the company private and saying he had secured funding to do so with no evidence to back that up. Musk and Tesla each paid $20 million to settle with the SEC. As part of the court settlement, Musk is required to have Twitter posts approved by a company lawyer if they have the potential to affect the company's stock. It's going to be a tough year for people who make their living from seafood in Louisiana and Mississippi. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with the story.
Floods from the Midwest are killing oysters and driving crabs, shrimp, and finfish out of the bays and marshes along the Gulf Coast into saltier waters where they can survive. One waterman says on a scale of 1 to 10, they are now 9.5 destroyed. Many species that depend on a brackish mix of fresh and saltwater and coastal estuaries are decamping as this year's huge floods flush in fresh water laden with pollution from farms and cities in the Mississippi River Basin. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.